Blog Talk Radio.
We are the world.
to know is necessary to go backwards in order to go forward. That's an analogy of life. I remember the other day I was driving out of New York City into Boston, and I stopped off in Bridgeport, Connecticut for a group of friends. And I went out of New York on a highway. It was known as the Merrick Parkway. It leads into Boston, very fine parkway. And I stopped in Bridgeport, and after being down for 2 or 3 hours, I decided to go into Boston. And I wanted to get back on the Merrick Parkway. And I went out thinking that I was going to the Merrick Parkway. I started out, and I rode it. I kept riding. And I looked up, and I saw a sign saying 2 miles to a little town that I knew I was to bypass. I wasn't to pass through that particular town. So I thought I was on the wrong road. I stopped, and I asked the gentleman on the road, which way would I get to the Merrick Parkway? And he said the Merrick Parkway is about 12 or 15 miles back that way. And you've got to turn around and go back to the Merrick Parkway. You're out of the way. In other words, before I could go farther to Boston, I had to go back about 12 or 15 miles to get to the Merrick Parkway. How did it be that that mother man has gotten on the wrong pathway? If he is to go forward to the city of salvation, he's got to go back. Get on the right pathway. So that was a thing that Jesus' parents realized, that they had to go back and find this mighty precious savior that they had left behind in order to go forward. They realized that. So they went back to Jerusalem and discovered Jesus, rediscovered him, so to speak, in order to go forward to Nazareth. Now that's what we've got to do in our world today. We've left a lot of precious values behind. We've lost a lot of precious values. And if we are to go forward, if we are to make this a better world in which to live, we've got to go back. Got to rediscover these precious values that we've left behind. Yeah. I want to deal with one or two of these mighty precious values that we've left behind, and that if we're to go forward and to make this better world, we must rediscover. The first is this. The first principle or value that we need to rediscover is this. That all reality hinges on moral foundation. In other words, that this is a moral universe and that there are moral laws of the universe just as abiding as a physical. I'm not so sure we all believe that. We never doubt that there are physical laws of the universe that we must obey. We never doubt that. And so we just don't jump out of airplanes and jump off of high buildings or the corner. We don't do that. Because we unconsciously know that there is a final law of gravitation, and if you disobey it, you will suffer consequences. We know that. Even if we don't know it in its Newtonian formulation, we know it intuitively. So we just don't jump off the highest building in Detroit for the tunnel. We don't do that. Because we know that that is a law of gravitation which is final in the universe. If we disobey it, we'll suffer the consequences. But I'm not so sure we know that there are moral laws just as abiding as the physical laws. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure we really believe that there is a law of love in this universe, and that if you disobey it, you will suffer consequences. I'm not so sure we really believe that. And at least two things convince me that we don't believe that, that we have strayed away from the principle that this is a moral universe. The first thing is that we have adopted in the modern world a sort of relativistic ethic. Now, I'm not trying to use a big word here. I'm trying to say something very concrete. And that is that we have accepted the attitude that right and wrong are merely relative to our...
This recording is briefly interrupted at this point.
Most people can't stand up for that conviction because the majority of people might not be doing it. since everybody is doing it, it must be right. So a moral numerical interpretation of what's right. I'm here to say to you this morning that some things are right and some things are wrong. Eternally so, absolutely so. It's wrong to hate. It always has been wrong, and it always will be wrong. It's wrong in America. It's wrong in Germany. It's wrong in Russia. It's wrong in China. It's wrong in 2000 BC, and it's wrong in 1954 AD. It always has been wrong, and it always will be wrong. Wrong to throw our lives away in righteousness. No matter if everybody in the church is doing it, it's wrong. It always will be wrong. It always
relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow. From LA to Miami. Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas. $1 trillion flow. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, the $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People of Maryland. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion float. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion float. $1 trillion float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion float coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, I've got $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% real. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your head. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. All over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe you in California, maybe you in Texas, maybe you in New York, maybe you in Florida, maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see it rise up and be brilliant. Now I'm rich, because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The
trillionaire. Within the shadow keeping watch above his own. There is something in this universe that justifies the biblical writer. You shall reap what you sow. This is a law-abiding universe. This is a moral universe. It hinges on moral foundation. We are to make of this a better world. Got to go back and rediscover that precious banner that we left behind. Then that is a second thing, a second principle that we've got to go back and rediscover. That is that all reality has spiritual control. In other words, we've got to go back and rediscover the principle that there is a God behind the process. Well, this would say, why is it that you raise that as a point in your sermon in a church? The mere fact we are a church, we believe in God. We don't need to go back and rediscover that. The mere fact we are here. And the mere fact that we sing, pray, come to church, we believe in God. Well, there's some truth in that. But then you must remember that it's possible to affirm the existence of God with your lips and deny his existence with your life. The most dangerous type of atheism is not theoretical atheism, but practical atheism. That's the most dangerous type. And the world, even the church, is filled up with people who pay lip service to God and not life service. And God is always a thing. That we will make it appear externally that we believe in God, but internally we don't. We see with our mouths that we believe in him, but we live with our lives like he never existed. That is the ever-present danger confronting religion. That's a dangerous type of atheism. And I think, my friends, that that is the thing that has happened in America. That we have unconsciously left God behind. Now, we haven't consciously done it. We have unconsciously done it. You see, the text, you remember the text said that Jesus' parents went a whole day's journey, not knowing that he was, but they didn't consciously leave him behind. It was unconscious. You know, whole day, they didn't even know it. It wasn't a conscious process. You see, we didn't grow up and say, now, goodbye, God, we are going to leave you now. The materialism in America had been an unconscious thing. Since the rise of the Industrial Revolution in England, and then the invention of all of our gadgets and contrivances, and all the...
Dr. King talked tonight about leaving behind your parents, leaving behind your philosophy, leaving behind your respect and your morals. We have rich all-time low, moral situation. This is the Dr. King movement tonight, the $1 trillion float. Talking to Sister Geneva, she was a little lost. I told Geneva, get on Highway 55. And when you hit 55, Geneva hit 57, it'll bring you into Chicago. Right now, she's a little lost. She listened to the GPS. And the GPS got her going everywhere but the right way. And I told her, Geneva, get on Highway 55 going north. And when you get so far to 55, you turn to 57, still going north, cross Cairo into Chicago. Still looking, I had talked to her before the show. And I was telling her, praying for her, because she was on the road where deer cross the road. You know, at night, the deer come out. You know, all kind of animals cross the road. So I want you to pray for her that you get saved. Well, see, when you don't know, you don't know. And Dr. King was talking about that Joseph and Mary left Jerusalem and without Jesus. And he dealt with the moral. And what's that tell us today in 2022? Where is the moral of our family? Where is the moral with so much going on in our community? The moral going on and what's happening with our people. Young lady, I'm praying for that family. Shot two times in the head by a 12-year-old boy, stole her car. The value, where is the parents to these kids? Kids out at 3 and 4 o'clock at night with pistols and going on. We got to go back to the parents. The parents got to be concerned about their kids. I say. Tonight, we're talking about the $1 trillion flow. I want to tell you tonight, every door closed and open, I'm praying for you, Bright Star. Geneva, I'm praying that you get on Highway 55. And when you get 55, 57, I've been talking to her. She said, bitch, I'm on Highway 1. I said, baby, get on 55. And the sermon tonight, Dr. King talked about they lost Jesus. They had to go back to Jerusalem and find him. And Jesus was teaching teachers and preachers up in the temple. Some of you have lost your moral. Got a new house, got a new car, got money. But do you have God? Do you have God? So you got to maintain and have God. For things to work for you. For God to open up doors for you. For things to work for you. And I want to tell you tonight that all is well. Tomorrow we'll be over in Marquette Park, dedicating the Dr. King March for open housing in Chicago. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed, 708-582-0372. And you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. That's 515-605-9890. 5 days a week. We on Mondays, Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Crossover the Ancestors. Wednesday, Bible Class. Thursday, the $1 trillion Flow. And Thursday, the Divine Word. And I want to tell you, God got a word for you, and God got a door for you. I was looking earlier at a divine, it's a divine word of God. And I was looking at that. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. And there's a lot going on, but God is still in control. And I want you to know tonight, let go and let God. You know, right now we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis of disobedience to God. It's a divine law, and the divine law of man and woman. And the Bible will be fruitful and multiply. That's the Bible says. And it says, put not thyself evil doers, they're soon be cut down. So you got to let go. And all you're doing, you got to let God come in your life. I want to pray specially for you, Brother Jerry. God, but I couldn't get back out there busy. But I want to say this. I want to read this to you tonight. I want you to Dr. King talked about the more. You can have money, no more. And when you lose your kids, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph loved Jesus. They was on their way back home, and Jesus wouldn't have to go back to get Jesus. So you got to go back tonight and see if you teaching your kids right. You got to go back tonight and see if you got it right. The $1 trillion flow. You can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't got it right, it ain't going to work. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, I want you to read that. I want to tell you, Mary Hawkins Pearl, I'll be in Detroit next week. I'll be in Detroit for 3 days, in Detroit, downtown Detroit. I'll be praying, healing, and prophesying in Detroit next week. So, Mary, get the family together, tell them I'll be there next week. And, Pearl, you can just come on and be there, too, with your new red shoes on. I was thinking, the girl had called me and said, and I was thinking about Rick James. He said, I love you, Mary Jane. And Mary Jane was drugged. Oh, he was just saying, I love you, Mary Jane, and all of that. And the girl saying, what are you talking about? He's talking about some dope. Here's the girl go over to Russia to play ball. She kept dope with her. It ain't really about the dope. It's about she being black. It's about that she bisexual. And it's about she's America. Okay. Now, they're going to trade her for a known dope dealer. Sold more dope than her. They're going to trade her and the other guy for that. You know, switcheroo. So what I'm saying, the morals of America got to come to reality. But God, I think the 23rd number, the Lord, well, 23rd number Psalm is a scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But it's a divine law. And we have to keep the divine law of God. The Holy Spirit will guide us, and the Holy Spirit will keep us in divine way. And when we walk with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit opens our doors. It's important tonight for the evil to come out, because so much evil is in the heart of man. Ezekiel was saying, Lord, I know it. You got people that they drinking, they on dope, they on prescription drugs. This is what I find out, Brother Jerry, or Mary. When you get on them drugs take you away from yourself, because it's man-made. So it make you be demons. It make you kill. It make you murder. It make you hate. And I really studied that. Some of the stuff that's going on with us, we hate each other. We hate our children. They're killing, murdering. Abaddon is the angel of death, and there's lots of murder going on. A lot of demonic spirits are taking place in our eyesight. And you see people being killed. They had more killings in Chicago the weekend they had over there where they fighting the war at. You know, and then you got Congress. I'm going to say it. The Democrats and the Republicans got the blood of all them innocent children, Sandy Hook, Buffalo, they got their blood is on their hand because they buying assault rifles. They okay and the assault rifles to be sold in America. Ain't nowhere in the world more killing go on with citizens than America. Y'all believe what I'm saying? The wages of sin, the wages of sin, and you know, this is what I'm talking about. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, eternal life. I will pray for you in the $1 trillion flow. Pray for your finance. Some of you won't repent. Some of you got so much of hate in your heart. Devil, loose your hate. Got so much of hate and envy that you just lie. Here's a man lie and said it was a hoax. And they suing him. He need to be sued and run out of the country. People dying and you saying it's a hoax. You see. We still dealing with white supremacist racism in America right now. I want to make sure that Geneva is on the right road. I'm going to say it again. Geneva coming out of Memphis, take 55 to 57. She was on the back road somewhere in Missouri, and I told her to get off that road because the deer, Jerry, and all them cows, and I told her to get on the right road. And I'm praying that she get on the right road, because I don't want to call me and say, deer to run into the car, because them deer cross the road running 5-10 miles an hour. I've seen a deer knock a truck over in the ditch when he hit it. So tonight, I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. This is Friday tonight. This is the first month of August. It's locked. Let me prophesy. I'm going to prophesy. Get the pencil and paper. Regina, I was prophesying to her last night, and I told her about the fire. I told her about the people they found at the bridge, bodies in cars. They found them. So when I give, and one of the prophecies, I see two trains coming together. I'm seeing a tractor trailer being knocked over by a train. So it's a lot of negative energy going on. Atlanta, Georgia, you're going to find out half of the population of men got the monkeypox. They ain't got it by watching TV. They ain't got it by rubbing up against nobody. They rub it because they're doing sin. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And you got women got the monkey pop, whatever you call it, the monkey. They try to say it, but the way it pop, they got the pop. Okay, let me say, they got the pop. And they're getting it early. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They're doing all kind of stuff. Back door, front door, and they're getting it early. One boy, an old phase broke out. I know I could get it during the say, yeah, you've got to deal with God. Romans 1 and 26, I wish somebody get that. Get Romans 1 and 26 for me. When you get it, press 1. I want to read that tonight because I think it said, I know what it said. Romans wanted God to turn over to a reprobate mind to do that. I want somebody to read it tonight. Some of you is scared to talk the truth. You live a lie. Even the doctor said, well, oh, you can't get it. It's just spread. And you can sit in the chair. You'll sit in the chair and lie. How you going to sit in the chair and get it? And you know what he said? It's a good question. It always is a good question when you tell the truth. The way the sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Wake up, black man. Wake up, people. Wake up to the truth that God is real. Oh, hallelujah. The King of Kings. The God of God. The Lord of Lords. I want to say to you tonight, get your pencils and paper, because when you said, Bishop said it, and God ain't going to let me lie to you, some of you planned church, planned pastors, plan bishop, and ain't got no power. Can't kill a roach. Can't heal nobody. Can't heal a little toe. Because you caught up in sin. The wages of sin is death. You got to repent, man. Woman, you got to repent. You got to back. When Mary and Joseph went back, they went to find Jesus. You got to go back to what your grandma and grandpa taught you. Go back to the truth. Go back and don't let nobody lie to you. Say, no, I ain't going to take that lie. If you're going to stop smoking dope, stop smoking dope. You stop cocaine. I got two friends up in Minnesota. The uncle died and the nephew died on crack cocaine, mixing it with that. And that's one death. But now in the black community, we got so much of killing. 12 and 13 got guns. I was reading just now where a boy, 12 years old, shot a woman in the head for a car. 2 hours, they got the woman dead. She went to pick her baby up from the daycare. Evil, the evil spirit. We want to pray for the evil. You sleeping with snakes and don't know it. You entertaining warlocks and witches and don't know it because you done lost your concept of God. You done lost repenting. You got to repent and say, I plead the blood of the Almighty God for my healing. We're getting ready to go back to school. And I want to tell you this. We're getting ready for some hurricanes to hit. It's going to hit Miami. It's going to hit the Gulf down in New Orleans. It's going to hit Texas. People down there got to come inland. It's going to hit down in Mobile, Alabama. It's like you've never seen before. So you see the floods have already come because the elements, the moon, the stars, the ancestors, things are messed up because man is doing wicked stuff. They're not praying. They're not calling on God. Let me pray tonight for somebody need a healing. Let me pray tonight for somebody need their mind cleared. Let me pray tonight for somebody just need to know the word of God at this 9 o'clock hour. Let me pray for deliverance for you. The spirit of Bishop Mason came in the room just now. And he said, Bishop, pray for the evil that have took our people. And I ain't talking about just black people. And took our people. Drive-by shooting on the expressway. Rage. You know, you blow your horn, get mad, jump out and shoot. That's evil. The wage of sin is death. Turn life. I want you to get life. And I want you to be at peace. Some of you are going to have a stroke and heart attack because you're holding on. You don't hold on to people that ain't right. You don't hold on to women that ain't treating you right, men that ain't treating you right, family that ain't treating you right. You have to let them go and let God. Exodus 14:14, it says, step back and let God fight your battle. And tonight, that's what I'm saying to you. The tree and flow, debt-free house. Debt-free car. I was talking to a young lady. I was telling her that if some things can happen, and before she could do what she supposed to do, things started happening. Okay, and I want to tell you tonight, God is always able to heal your body and able to give you what you want. Some of your lost loved ones still crying. I want to tell you tonight, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want you to know God is good all the time. I want you to know that you got to go back to the principle. I don't care what your grandson doing, what your daughter doing. You have to stay in sync with God because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life, they're going to die. You're going to live, they're going to die because they defy God. Oh, hallelujah. When they defy God, death on them. The angels, in the book of Enoch, the angels defy God. And God put them in a place and told them that you can't come no more because you have defiled the word of God. If God chastised the angel, what about me and you? Glory, hallelujah. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob tonight, somebody lost loved one. They're at the hospital now. Somebody lost a mama, sister, brother. Somebody is confused. Devil, loose your hope. Devil, loose your hope of that mind of that man, the mind of that woman, the mind of that boy, that kid. Heal right now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, Dr. King walked Chicago, Detroit, California. And here we are now in 2022 killing each other, raping, robbing. But God said, hi, look low. God, we need you tonight. Touch that young man want to commit suicide, that young woman want to commit suicide. We ask for your healing spirit in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God got your name. God know your resident. God know where you're going to be at. And God know what's going to happen to you. Tell you all is well tonight. And God going to fix it for you. You can't do it by yourself. let go and let God. Now, I believe if you got a need to plant a seed, you can't do it by yourself. You got to see and say, God, this is my seed for my healing. This is the seed for me to get off of drugs. This is the seed for me to have a right mind. This is the seed to move cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood for me. This is the seed to heal my body, my family, bring it back together. In the name of the Almighty God, I want success in school. And I right now, I rebuke the young man got the gun, want to go into school and shoot up the school. I rebuke that demon spirit in the name of Oshaka, in the name of the Almighty God, a breakthrough. Glory, hallelujah. I just feel the anointing moving. God turning some things around. Yes, God's opened the door. Mary, get 3 coconuts. Have them for me when I get to Detroit. Now get six. Get 21 coconuts for me. Because I got to do something when I get to Detroit Monday. I got to work in Detroit. Get them coconuts and let us work. Let us break up these evil spells, this witchcraft spirit, the spirit of jealousy and envy. Let's go back to our ancestors. Let's go back to the old landmark. Let's go back because it's all in his hands. Hello, somebody. It's all in God's hands. It ain't in my hands. It's in God's hands. You got to let go tonight and let God do it for you. Dr. King, I'll be in Marquette Park at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Al Sampson will be at 35th, at 95th, and the expressway will be there. We're talking about God. I just need to tell you tonight, as I pray for you tonight, I need to tell you something tonight. I want to tell you God right now is no short than his word. And God will open up that door for you. Praise his name. See, I just want you to praise God this evening. And praise God when you go to church and you're looking at a building, but it's in you, man. And I want this spirit. Glory, hallelujah. I'm seeing some doors. See, you can lie, but God can bring the truth out. The Holy Spirit, the name Jesus, will heal your body. Whatever you're going through, you can't cover it up. You can't make love love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you got to praise him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You got to praise him on Friday. You got to praise him every day. Glory.
But when I walk in the door, I come to give God praise on Sunday morning. Anybody feel like
you?
Come on, let's
believe this now. Praise. I want you to get ready tonight to praise God in your house. Praise God. Whatever you're going through, just praise him. All you got to say, God, I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. I worship you. When you worship God, the energy, glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for somebody right now. They're up against the wall, but God, if you praise him, so when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Somebody call his name. Blessed Savior, worthy to get me in. Can we say it one more time? Oh,
praise
yeah, I come to you. I got it on my mind still. For all of the good things he's done. Somebody call his name. Blessed Savior. Anybody know what the word is? Yeah. Just hold it. Come on, let's lift it up. On the rise of the
mountain.
Yeah.
Jesus' words to be praised tonight. I just feel kind of way that it's going to be all right. And you want to hear me saying it's going to be all right. The children flow. The family going to be all right. The young man in the hospital, the young lady in the hospital going to be all right. Jesus is worthy to be praised. I want to let you know when Mary and Joseph went back, they found Jesus. They had to find him. He was in the temple teaching. And the Spirit wanted to teach you tonight the word. Want to teach you something special. Open up your heart. Open up your mind to what God want to teach you. And just praise him today. Let's let the praises go up. Let's let the praises carry us to another level. To the level where we just going to praise him.
We prepare for the word this morning.
All the way. We're going to praise him.
Yeah, I come to him. I got it on my mind too. For all of the good things he's done. Somebody call his name. Blessed Savior.
Rose, I'm praying for you tonight. Brother Frank, I'm praying for you. And all them that stand in the room of prayer tonight. Geneva, get on Highway 55 and 57 to bring into Chicago. I better send an angel. Michael, go get him. Gabriel, go watch over. Just send that angel, Michael, Raphael, Julia. Sherry, I'm praying for you tonight. Henrietta, I'm praying for you. Hattie Hudson, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you, Net, I'm praying for you. I got a letter in the mail to you, Net. Jesus. Can y'all call his name? Can you call his name? Jesus. Can you call his name the brightest morning star that lit up the valley? Come on, call his name now. And when you call his name, Jesus, call his name. And when you call the ancestor's name, call his name. Call his name. Gloria, I'm praying for you, Gloria. I'm praying for you, Brother Cook. I'm praying for you, Lorraine. I'm praying for you tonight. God bless you, King Larry. And I know you're telling me you still wasn't right. Thank you, Karen Spirit. I'm praying for you, Sister Helen. Lily, I'm praying for you. Lottie, I'm praying for you. Down in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying. Down in Jackson. Down in Monroe, Louisiana, I'm praying. Praying for you down, Alicia, I'm praying for you. Joe, you need to call me. God wants to use you. Oh. You have to call his name. And his name is Jesus. And you got to let people know that he's come to.
See,
there's nothing
that
you can do. You got to have Jesus. And I want you tonight to know that Jesus will bring you out. And this is Chicago Mass Line. And they're talking about God is my everything. Come on now. Come on. Glenn, I'm praying for you. Henry, I'm praying for you tonight. Geneva, your caravan, I'm praying for you. I hope on the highway 55. You're my everything. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Talk about high school. Get ready for that financial blessing. I decree that money. I decree that healing. I got 7 people need to call me. I got a message for you. Maybe you one of the 7. If you call me, I'm going to give you that message. Call me right after the show. I got a message for 7 people. The Spirit said, tell 7 people something.
Thank you.
Glory.
By God.